Good morning. You got Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Here's the good news.
And not necessarily the news for a Friday, where our stories are short, but our shorts are long.
And they're Jordy.
As we stream live on our Hank Facebook page. All right. Barbecue James wants to see him, too, so we'll do a little fashion show. I'll take a little turn on the catwalk.
I think we need a TikTok for
on
this.
On the catwalk.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a little turn on the catwalk.
Is that how you do it?
Right at the end of this.
Mm-hmm. As you're a model.
Tonight's lead story. For some reason, this led trending things on the internet last night. A company called Dr. Squatch announced they will sell soap infused with actress Sydney Sweeney's real bath water from a recent photo shoot. It is reportedly an outdoorsy scent, or I'm not going to say how they describe it there.
Oh.
It is in the latest of weird celebrity-infused type things. And she's, of course, one of the It girls right now. In fact, I think rumored to be dating a guy that lives down in Texas that was in the Twister movie that I always forget his name, that right now Brenda Dance is shouting at her speakers because she knows it. So there you go. Soon you'll be able to purchase soap infused with Sydney Sweeney's real bath water. A perfect way to get clean and dirty at the same time.
We should start selling soap made from the Willet float tank.
I wonder what RFK would think about that.
So dating one of the most famous women on earth is not an easy proposition. So just imagine marrying her. Rumor has it Travis Kelce feeling the pressure to pop the question to Taylor Swift in a huge, magnificent, grand fashion. I mean, it can't be just your average proposal. Has to beat something out of a movie. He knows the whole world is watching and being all judgy because everything's on the internet now and it's on everyone's mind. When is this going to happen? So he's spending a lot of time with a new hobby. That would be designing her engagement pants. They're so in love.
That's adorable. Well, the way he played last season, he may want to practice a little bit.
Oh, does he do something besides date Taylor Swift?
Allegedly.
Oh,
allegedly.
Okay.
The most watched shows of the 2024-25 season were unveiled by Nielsen, who we do not literally subscribe to. So, yeah, thanks for that. Here is in the top 15, quick look. You've got a bunch of shows that are on. In fact, Netflix dominates almost all of this. All of them 15 until 8, up to 8, are all Netflix. Number 8, by the way, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story.
Mm-hmm.
Landman comes in at number 7. 6, Matlock. How about that? Show called High Potential, number 5 on ABC. Reacher, that's a streamer, on 4. Tracker off CBS is 3. Adolescence, Netflix, number 2. And the number 1 watched of the 2024-25 season on TV, Squid Game. It wasn't even close.
Dear.
Bested at number 2 by over 8 million, 27.1 million viewers watching Squid Game. A real positive right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the world was shocked when Dolly Parton announced the death of her longtime husband, Carl Dean, but reveals in a new interview that he had been ill for quite some time and battling cancer. As a result, she was at peace that he was no longer suffering, but says that all that does not make up for the loss and loneliness behind it all. Dolly says, although he is gone, she sees him every day in her memories, her heart, and all that they built together. Making new plans after all this is the hardest part of letting go.
Boy, her new frozen foods are really getting, like, really good reviews.
Oh, wow.
From everything.
Did you try any?
I will, because if it's frozen, by gosh, it's going to be on the Buckner menu.
Power rotation.
Yeah. Evidently, there is an uproar over Peppa Pig's influence on American kids. As Americans are... Her parents are accusing Peppa Pig of, quote, brainwashing their kids with British slang. You've complained about this for quite some time.
Well, it does lend a certain something.
Some kids are using terms like swimming costume instead of swimsuit. I guess that's something she said. And some have even banned the show in their homes due to their kids mimicking the British accents at this time. One parent shared, "My cat and my kid now calls pants trousers."
Yeah.
All thanks to British kids' shows.
Little Bo used to say, "Let's play pass the parcel."
Nice.
Like, I have no idea.
I would encourage that. It would be amazing.
My favorite, "Mummy and Daddy are very, very old." Excuse me.
I wonder what British slang for jorts is.
Oh,
I know.
Mm. I can't make that up.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Thank you. Yes. So you think that kids today just don't know how to work hard or show up? Well, Mykale Baker is bucking the trend. The 18-year-old graduated from high school, walked in the ceremony, enjoyed his moment, and got down to business. He went straight to his trusty job at Burger King in his cap and gown. A co-ed named Maria spotted him on the job that night and thought this type of commitment really needs to be rewarded. So she started a GoFundMe for him. The original goal was $5,000. I just checked it online. It's over $82,000.
Man.
You see that? I know.
Who's the king now?
I don't know, Burger. But I think someone owes me some money. I mean, I showed up to Caro's after my high school graduation.
There you go.
Like a power breakfast.
A Brazilian nun is going viral during a Catholic TV show for her beatbox skills. It's two nuns that are singing. Oh, I know this one. I don't know this one. This is a nun in full habit, garb, beatboxing
in Portuguese.
See what an American Pope does? Yeah, baby. And then finally, not to be out beatboxed or beat, Kid Rock in downtown Nashville is opening up a seafood restaurant.
There's a lot of seafood in Nashville.
The Detroit Cowboy is going to add a, quote, culinary ride like no other, where like-minded folks who love this country can dine on seafood in style, end quote. Actually, there's a lot more to this press release.
Like-minded? So we have to all agree to break bread together?
Kid Rock said, to put it simply, I am here to take the foo-foo out of fine dining.
He knows.
Can't wait to see the menu for the Kid Rock Seafood Restaurant.
Diggy, diggy.
The ba with the ba, the battered shrimp scampi, perhaps. I don't know. It's slated to open soon, and they say their catches will be fresh, and you'll never know what you could catch because it's a Kid Rock restaurant.
Waking up with KB and
Diggy, diggy.
Diggy, diggy.
Maga. Ba with the ba.